Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Brianna Wu is in the studio with us. She's a game developer and co-founder of the firm Giant Space Cat. She's also one of the highest profile targets of online harassment. Back in 2014, she received violent rape and death threats from Gamergate, an online movement that harassed women in the gaming industry. But Wu is speaking out again, this time in the realm of politics. She's launched a primary challenge to Democratic Congressman Stephen Lynch in Massachusetts' 8th District. And she joins us now, as I said, in the studio. Brianna Wu, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me on.
So why politics?
You know, a lot of people don't know this about me, but actually I started in politics. My very first job out of college was interning for our local senator. And
that senator was Trent Lott, Republican.
It was a long time ago. This is back in the 90s. But I don't vote that way anymore. But really, it's a return to my original passions. You know, I kind of went out and worked in tech for a few years. But I just feel like I can't sit out this, what's happening in our country right now.
Okay, so tell me more about that first brush with politics in Trent Lott's office.
Oh, back
you
in
were,
the 90s?
You were an intern?
I was. It's, it sounds glamorous. It really wasn't. Like, it was going down to his local office in Oxford, Mississippi, and learning the basics of constituent service, which is, reading mail, opening mail, filing things, passing it off to staff, and connecting people to other people. It's spectacularly unglamorous, but it was a good start.
Okay, so you're returning to your roots here with the fact that most people, as we introduced, know you from your online activism and your
yes.
fight against Gamergate.
Yeah,
but let's just stick with politics here just for a second. Why the 8th District? Why run against Stephen Lynch?
Well, you know, my frustration with Stephen Lynch has been going on for quite a while. I think most people would agree with me when I say he's a very, very conservative Democrat here in Massachusetts. I personally don't consider him a Democrat. I look at his background on voting for reproductive health care. I look at some of the bills he tried to pass about LGBT rights. And, I personally think Massachusetts can do so much better. I think he doesn't stand for my values and the values of a lot of people here in our state.
Mm-hmm. So we were looking at Lynch's record. And
yep.
back in 2012, for example, he took to the House floor to denounce efforts to defund Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
He has spoken about his stance on abortion. In 2009, he voted to deny abortion coverage to women who receive federally funded subsidized health insurance. But after his Senate run a couple of years ago, I mean, he basically said that he would stand in support of reproductive rights and that he just would like to see abortion be reduced or not as common as necessary.
Right.
As needed. Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is the Stephen Lynch of today isn't necessarily the Stephen Lynch of earlier in his House career.
Well, Stephen Lynch is 62 today. So I think it's, a leopard doesn't change his spots, that much. And, for us, we keep looking at his record, my campaign, and there's this pattern that comes up where he is kind of on the right of an issue. And then when it becomes politically inconvenient for him to stay on the right of that issue, he kind of changes it. I don't think it's a coincidence those positions changed once he decided to run for Senate, which he was unsuccessful at. So, we think and talk about a lot in my campaign about what his focus seems to be. And you can say whatever you want, but someone that really goes to bat and spends time in their career fighting for access for women to have reproductive health care, we just don't see that. And I feel very strongly we can improve on that.
But what about Stephen Lynch's advocacy, for example, to make classified parts of the 9/11 report declassified?
Mm-hmm.
He also, obviously supports, he's a union member, supports unions. He's a significant supporter of Veterans Affairs. I mean, there's all these other issues on which Stephen Lynch is a pretty much down the middle Democrat.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on those?
Well, let's look at the union support. I work in the tech industry, and my husband works in biotech. He's head of IP for a company listed on the NASDAQ. And, we have a lot of discussions in tech and biotech about the role of unionization in our industries. I think it's desperately needed in the game industry. I've never seen Stephen Lynch at any of our industry events talking about this or doing any work in this field. So I don't doubt that he came from the steel background, and I think that is a useful background for, you know, unions and collective bargaining. But I feel strongly that can be improved on. You know, I also believe in unions and collective bargaining, but I want to bring that into the modern era. I want to get a bigger piece of the pie, and rather than, you know, kind of hang on to these industries that are shrinking in the United States, like the steel industry, I want to incorporate tech workers. I want to incorporate game developers. I want to look at biotech and how we can all work on this together. So I think he's working with the playbook I believe in. It's just an older playbook.
Mm. So I'm curious, so then why not do all the things that you just suggested within the tech industry? Why do you have to move into politics to get it done? I mean, you could advocate for greater unionization right from your position as co-founder of Giant Space Cat.
That's such a great question, and I would love to answer that. You know, this is kind of coming back to my experience with harassment. You know, there's no good way to have a Law and Order episode made about you, but I've had a Law and Order episode and a different show about my experience as being harassed as a woman in the game industry. We did everything correctly. You know, I worked with the police. We hired people at my company to document the things that were happening to us. We had press all over the world. I've done hundreds and hundreds of interviews. We did everything right, and every system failed us. There was a story that came out just a few months ago documenting the depths of the FBI's failure. I believe very strongly that we've hit an asymptote about what women asking the system to do will accomplish. And I don't think writing about it or speaking about it or talking to reporters about it is going to get us much farther. I feel very strongly that, you know, Congress right now is 4 out of 5 men. And I think when we up that number and have more women represented in the legislative process, I think we'll get some of these problems solved a lot better, because I don't think asking the system to do the right thing works.
Mm. So it's interesting, because there, I'm curious about how much that you know about the 8th district where you want to run.
Absolutely.
Are you living in the 8th district now?
We don't talk about where I live, but I will say we will be living there by the end of the election. So,
okay, but yeah. But you don't currently live in the district.
We have deep ties to District 8 through family, and we first moved to Boston. But over the course of Gamergate, my family has moved a few times.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. Because of the threats. Yeah. So, I mean, and have you had a chance to visit the district?
Because
it's really diverse, right? We've
it
got South
amazing.
Boston, Brockton,
yeah.
Quincy, Braintree,
absolutely,
Avon Hall.
Yeah, it's a really interesting district, isn't it? That you can be over there by South Station, you know, like kind of downtown Boston, and that's part of it. Yet you go over to Dedham, where it's like, you know, gorgeous houses and like private airports out there. Like, it's such a very diverse district. And just to be really honest with you, because that's how I roll as a software engineer, you know, one thing we are going to have to do is to widen our message out. Because, you know, this kind of focus that I have, you know, what I'm known for nationally, you know, my advocacy for feminism and, you know, women in online spaces and, you know, women entrepreneurs, that's not really going to play well with the, you know, with those, you know, voters out in District 8 and kind of the suburbs of Boston that have a home and are really thinking more about the economy. So that's why we're really working to develop that wider economic message for those voters.
Yeah, so I keep hearing you say the word we, and that's it's admirable to talk that way, but you will eventually be asking voters to vote for you
as an individual
and a candidate.
Of course.
So, you know, and we have a lot of folks who listen to the show who live in the district, so
sure.
I wonder if we could just use this as a brief chance for them to get to know you.
Absolutely.
So how can you convince them that your days as an intern for Trent Lott don't define your politics anymore?
Go look at my Twitter. I think anybody will read.
Well, you just
I
said
write.
That Stephen Lynch can't change his spot. So can you?
Don't you think there's a big difference in changing a position on something when you're 50 versus 22?
No, I think people can change if sufficiently motivated at any age.
Do you? Okay.
I do.
Okay. I think that I am not convinced, in my opinion. You know, people can hold a different opinion, but, you know, we've been watching his record pretty, you know, closely for a while.
Yeah. So you founded Giant Space Cat, co-founded.
Yes,
how many games has it produced?
Right now we had Rev 60 that came out originally. Then we had the special edition, which was a really redone, remastered version of it that was for PC. It was also for iOS, for iPad, and the iPhone.
So different versions of the one game.
Product. It was a huge bet, yeah. By the way. Like, the cost of it was just off the charts for an indie game.
Was it some $400,000 more than that? Or
it was around that.
Around
yeah,
that? And,
yeah.
And how profitable was it?
Oh, yeah, we did really well. You know, I forget the exact sales numbers off the top of my head. But, you know, I think it was we got about 500,000 downloads of the vanilla version. So, yeah, the special edition was less successful. And just to be really honest, that is a product of Gamergate interfering for my life since 2014. It's been really hard to focus.
Yeah. I mean, it's been all consuming.
It really has.
You were tweeting today that even just recently you got more threats.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah. And what about before Giant Space Cat? Did you have another company?
Way back in the early 2000s, but that was a long time ago. So did. I started my first startup. It was a small animation startup. I was 19. We had $250,000, and I learned a lot, but we failed pretty spectacularly.
Yeah. So I mean, I ask this because your courageous advocacy for women and equality,
sure.
and fighting online harassment, notwithstanding,
right?
When you're going to ask the folks who are voting in the 8th for their votes, isn't it fair for them to say, well, what experience do you have? You founded a couple of companies. You've made one game. What more than that makes them think that you're the right person to lead them in Washington?
Oh, my goodness. I've done a lot more than that over the course of my life. You know, I'm a reasonably accomplished journalist. Yeah, I've worked as an investigative journalist. I've done crime beat stuff. To this day, I write and speak all the time. And I do have to say, like, if you worked in the game industry, you would know just how much work. It's like, one game is such a massive accomplishment when you've got a small team doing it that was of the quality of our game. So I want to tell you that is a monumental accomplishment having gotten that done. But, you know, I feel very strongly, something I've always looked for when we hire people at our company, I love people that don't take the straight and narrow to get to where they want to be. I love people that kind of have those, you know, life experiences that take them different places. So for me, you know, I started off and I founded a company when I was 19, just like, you know, I was trying to follow after my father's footsteps, who was a very successful entrepreneur. I worked in politics for a few years. I worked as a journalist for a few years. I worked doing various tech work for a few years, you know, doing server infrastructure things. And I came back to here. And all of those experiences are what made me who I am today. So I'm very proud of that.
Yeah. Well, Brianna Wu is head of development and co-founder of Giant Space Cat.
That's
She's
it.
Running for Congress in Massachusetts' 8th District against incumbent Representative Stephen Lynch. Thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to speaking with you as the election proceeds. We got like a year and a half.
Yeah,
right? So we
got a lot of time to go.
Quite some time. Thanks again.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.